Hello again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What happened? Why?
Way, hello out there in video game land, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Good
Game.
Guys?
With your host, the chaotic one, TKO!
Dr. Captain.
And Deg, again.
Just simply. God, what the hell were you guys getting into about Cyrus and all this crap earlier before we started going live?
Cyrus?
It's a conversation about L.A. Noire and how we had the one character from Heroes that was playing one of the suspects in L.A. Noire, and then that, while going through the cast list, happened to show him that, the guy who played Siler plays Spock, and that he was such a good bad guy in Heroes that I hated the actor's face. Kind of like how I hated, Joaquin Phoenix for a long time because he was such a good dick in Gladiator. And then, he comes and he plays Spock, and he does Spock so well, like, that I have no choice but to give him his props, especially in the scene where he's telling the Vulcan science commissioner to pretty much fuck off. And I was like, damn, you are so good as an actor.
Especially after getting served that yo mama joke, Vulcan style.
Right? Seriously. Oh, my God. And just the way he handled it, I was like, wow, you are a good actor. I have to give it to you, even if I hate your face. And now I no longer hate his face. I no longer think of him as Siler. I think of him as Spock.
Watching him in the bloopers is pretty funny, though. Like, he loves his lines pretty harshly.
But you know what actually did floor me, though? When he kissed Uhura.
All right.
Oh, I see. You're a Kirk Uhura fan.
No. I mean, I was just expecting that. But when they went that way, I was like, what? Like, it just caught me off guard. Like, I'm not saying, boom, hell yeah, Spock, hit that. I was just, not expecting them to go that direction. I was like, well, I did not see that coming.
So I think we kind of worried our fans a little bit with our Star Trek talk.
Hey, there's a Star Trek game. It happens to be horrible, off that movie. And, of course, Star Trek Online.
I don't know. Not every Star Trek game is horrible.
No, Online rules.
Well, Online's cool and all. And also, I enjoyed Star Trek Legacy.
No, my second favorite is the old school Star Trek game.
Yeah.
That they had with the collector's edition. That's the one that, has a certain spot in my heart cheeks.
Did you say heart cheeks?
Yes.
What the fuck, dude?
My rosy heart cheeks.
What?
Maybe it's a Vulcan thing. I think there's a new Vulcan here.
Something wrong with you.
No, I'm just, in nostalgia land,
I don't even.
So I guess we're going to go ahead and just segue that real quick into what have we been doing this whole week?
Well, me? I've been playing the Destiny beta.
So how is that, by the way?
It is amazing. It is actually the only shooting game I think I've ever played that lived up to the hype completely. I'm just loving it.
In like what way? I mean, because I've been I've intentionally left myself in the dark because, at this point...
Because you don't have a PS4?
Well, that too.
Well, okay.
You're going to be a dick about it, Dag.
To me, I think Bungie, it still has some of its Halo feel to it. It has three class systems. Okay, you have the Warlock, the, was it Titan, I think they call it, and the Hunter. Me, I play as the Hunter, which is funny. The three classes play significantly differently. Like, the Titan kind of feels like a Spartan from Halo. And the funny thing is, when you play the Hunter, it kind of feels like you're playing, like, Call of Duty or something like that. Which is kind of interesting. Like, the Hunter, oh my God, I love the Hunter. You can upgrade his melee attack, which is a knife staff, to being able to throw the knife long distance.
Okay.
And then you get, also a double jump for them, and then eventually you get, a triple jump. So, I'm literally just... You, as a hunter, I feel like I can be reckless. Like, I can see a group of enemies just run in.
So help me out real quick with this, because at least what I sort of was being told anyway from a couple friends here and there, that it was supposed to be a lot like a first-person shooter MMO a la, I don't want to say Borderlands, but...
Kind of, sort of.
It kind of is. Like, there's a central hub place where you go, like markets and trains and all your stuff, but you're running around the world, and... Literally, you'll see other dudes over there in the corner starting gunfights, doing things or whatever.
Okay.
And you can link up together and go together, or you can simply just, I'm running through the dude. I see a dude fighting a boss. I whip out my sniper rifle, put a couple rounds in his head, peace, and go on about my business.
So is it like an actual open world?
It is. It's...
Sort of.
Sort of. Like, there's hubs. Like, you go... You have a spaceship, right?
Sure.
and in between things you do, it'll take you into outer space, and you'll see a map of the Earth, or you'll see the moon.
Okay.
Now you click on the Earth, it'll show you these little mission points.
Okay.
And then you click on a mission point, your ship flies down there, you beam down there, and in that world, you can run around and do whatever you want. Do missions, use these free-roaming areas where there's these little beacons, and it'll just constantly generate new missions for you to do.
Okay.
And, you know, you just roam around this free area. Or you can redo, like, because most of the other spots are a set mission you do.
Okay. Like storyline missions.
Storyline mission. Story and then they'll have, like I said, this is a free-roaming spot, which is pretty much this big area, sandboxy, with these little beacons, and you just pick up missions and keep doing them over and over again.
It's effectively a location for you to grind out levels.
So, all right then. So, I guess to bring up a point of reference, is anything like PlanetSide? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit like PlanetSide.
Okay. That sounds kind of cool.
I have mixed feelings about it.
Go for it.
The multiplayer felt stacked.
Oh, crap,
like I did not enjoy the Crucible. It was.
You can't do the Crucible team all green gear, dog.
You can't really do it until you're completely maxed out. The only problem is during the beta, it's really tough to max out without doing the Crucible.
True. Well,
it's like, oh man, that guy just shot me once with a pistol, and now I'm dead. What the fuck?
Well, you have to go back and do missions over and over again on the hardest difficulty and hope you get those rare drops.
Well, right, exactly, and I didn't want to put that kind of time into it. Like,
well, now, because right now I'm not even sure if it's going to be one of those betas where they go, "Oh, beta's over, game's coming out, you're all reset to zero."
That's exactly what they're going to do. Your character's not going to carry over from the beta.
So, thus, I am not investing any time to find out about it. I'm like, I beat it. I go, yeah, we're going to probably get stripped, and then have to regrind out all that trouble again. No, not happening. But other than that, I thought the campaign was immaculate.
Fair enough. The storyline missions were fun, the few of them that were available.
Yeah. They only let you do, what, I think four,
five of them?
Four or five missions.
Okay.
And then they give you, access to the roam around feature. And then you're just, I stopped after that. I go, oh. You have to be level 6 in this mission. I come back at level 7. Oh, what? Nope, this is where we end it. I'm like, okay,
this mission's not available until whatever date. It's like, oh, great, okay.
Apparently the chat room is talking about some spider. I don't know, could you guys clarify?
Oh, the spider tanks!
Uh-oh.
Well, they look like, okay, have you guys ever seen or watched Ghost in the Shell?
Little bits and pieces here and there.
It looks...
The movie or the TV show?
Either.
Okay.
It looks like a giant alien Tachikoma.
Okay.
But it doesn't have an acute, adorable voice. It kind of doesn't have a voice. Instead of where a voice should be,
please.
It has a rocket launcher thing.
The only thing with a cute, adorable voice in the game is the fucking ghost, dude.
Dude, the ghost sounds epic.
The ghost is Peter Dinklage.
So come with me. We're done.
The ghost
here.
Is the imp.
Well, that voice sounds epic. Okay.
You don't watch Game of Thrones, do you?
Oh, what? The little...
The imp, dude.
The little prince dude that's... The little
Tyrion?
Prince?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
He's not a prince.
I've only seen season 1 of Game of Thrones. Sorry.
Okay, so the guy that slaps the shit out of the fucking prince.
You know, the dragon.
The midget, dude. Yeah.
There's two midgets. One of them is the prince.
No, there's...
Or...
there's.
Oh,
no,
wait,
dude, that's
kid.
A child.
I'm not talking about the... Oh, that guy. The cool
yeah.
member of that family.
Yeah.
What's
the Lannister, yeah.
Yeah, the cool Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah. Okay, the Lannister people actually like.
The imp.
Okay.
He is the voice of the ghost.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta go. He sounds epic in that game, though.
He sounds epic in general. You'd never tell he was from Jersey.
He is an epic actor.
True. I give him pride. That voice, the voice of your ghost sounds more badass than your character.
People are starting to facepalm at you for not knowing Tyrion.
I've only seen one
season of Game of Thrones, and that was like 3 years ago.
There's something wrong with you, dude.
Yeah, don't worry, dog.
I'm waiting
you're
for
in
to
the,
get on
in
Netflix.
The clear.
Oh, I know I'm in the clear.
Netflix!
There's
no Game of Thrones on Netflix. I'm just saying, Netflix, man. Blame Netflix in Canada. Any more questions, my friend?
Well, I'm kind of looking at the chat room right now because I'm getting just as much information. Like, they're talking, they're so kind of on about the spider
With
sort
the,
of, but now,
dude,
now
even Dr. Captain's roommates can't keep quiet about your ignorance.
The death? What? I only seen one season! One!
That's the problem.
Well, we got Game of Thrones fans here, it looks like.
Okay!
You know what? Go right ahead, man. Let's give my roommate...
TKO.
What?
One does not simply, okay, watch a season and not recognize the voice of a Global Academy winning actor.
Did you seriously just go all Maury on us right now?
Look,
it's been 3 years since I heard Little Fucker's voice. And two, they add a little type of reverb to it.
Okay,
somebody
remind this gentleman how many movies and shows Peter Dinklage has appeared on ever since Game of Thrones.
None of the shows I watch.
Quite a few. He was...
Did you ever
see Knights of Badassdom?
Nope.
No, I didn't see that. I feel like
shitty movie, but it was terribly funny.
I feel like I might be wrong, but I get the feeling he was Willow.
Nope.
I actually remember Willow. I watched the hell out of that movie. Me and my sister watched that. It was one of our religious movie watches.
Dan in the chat room... basically brought up that he was, in fact, in Days of Future Past.
He was Trask.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
Dude, he was fucking menacing in that movie.
He's fucking menacing anywhere. Like, don't let his small stature fool you.
Wait, what else about the Tachikomas of Death?
Oh, the spider tanks.
I'm still going, I want to drive one. I even made a very horrible mistake. I ran up to it hoping there was some way I could disable it and jump inside of it. It was a bad idea.
I think I really enjoyed the spider tanks in Watch Dogs.
I didn't get that far in Watch
the
Dogs.
The digital trip?
I finally got a chance to play Watch Dogs. I didn't get that far.
I
spider
played
tanks
it.
In that too.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got... I don't know. Watch Dogs to me seemed overhyped, and I kind of started... The repetitiveness kind of started getting to me. I was like, meh.
I suppose. It's more like a modern Assassin's Creed without the...
Assassinations.
Boring Black Flag ship bullshit.
Dude, don't talk shit about the Black Flag.
Meh.
Man, I love ship-to-ship combat. Bow.
Yeah, like, what are you? Are you, like, a hater of pirates or something, man?
Nah, I just found it boring.
How is it boring?
Like, the gameplay was just boring. Talk about repetitive. Okay, let's go eliminate fucking 30 different forts. Each one of them's going to take you between 2 and 10 minutes. Okay, let's go out and kill the same ships over and over and over and over and over again. It's the same fucking concept. It's a different title, and it's in the water.
Oh, well, I haven't played it yet, so now you're making me sad face.
The ship stuff felt forced.
I thought that was probably one of the best things they introduced in Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually glad they decided to make an entire game revolve around that.
I can't wait until the next one.
You mean the co-op version?
Oh, man. That's going to be...
That might be cool.
I wonder how...
I guess that
could
be kind of cool.
How are they
going
to
that might be cool.
Challenging with, you know, up to four human minds plotting stuff?
Okay. You take the guy on the right. I'll take the guy on the left. Dr. Captain has the guy up on the roof, and our other friend who... is going to be playing with us is going to have to keep those guards busy.
Yeah. Thus, I'm like, it seems like it's going to make it easier.
Yeah, assuming you have a fucking working plan.
Yes.
If any one of your group screws the pooch, that's it for all of you.
Like, I would think it would be more fun to have like a game mode, like two different game modes. Well, one, where it's like, okay, this is the VIP, and one team has to keep the VIP safe, like it's the Pope or something during a
I'm visit. Sure that's something that they thought about. Like one of the teams is going to be like a personal security.
Well, no, so far in all the multiplayer, I haven't played Black Flag, but all the multiplayer I've seen has been two groups of people, but you're only allowed to kill this one target, and you got to kill each other, and you're running around killing each other instead of we are going to have to keep the HBT alive.
Well, right. I mean, given...
That would be more interesting to me.
Given that they've added cooperative play, like mission-style cooperative for the new game, it's basically more... I'm sure they're putting more thought into the multiplayer than they have before.
I so hope so. I don't want no team-on-team death, but I want it realistic. Like, this is a contract. They are to stop us from assassinating this corrupt politician.
To be fair, hunting the target was pretty fun.
Yeah, I did enjoy that for a while when I was first introduced in Brotherhood. But it did quickly kind of just weigh itself down. Like,
well, yeah, to me,
oh, sure.
Especially in Revelation.
Well, the point yeah. that you couldn't kill someone trying to kill you. And it was just, it kind of got, I'm like, I am a trained
you know, that was one
assassin.
Thing, that was
you
one
could
thing
counter
that,
them.
Yeah, but...
That was one thing that immediately bugged me when I was introduced into the multiplayer for Watch Dogs, actually. Because I went ahead and decided to leave that feature on because, you know what, hey, I'm curious. I want to know what it's like. Wow. that kind of gets annoying real fast. Especially when you decide to... Especially when you're the pursuer. When you actually invade someone else's game.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've noticed especially... I don't know. I don't remember the actual name of the game mode itself, but you have to, like, watch them for, like, an X amount of time period. And they have to figure out which civilian you are.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed with my experience, a lot of them like to just whip out the gun and start shooting every civilian on site. I'm going like, why am I not allowed to shoot this person back?
Oh.
I feel I have the right to defend myself at this point.
Mm-hmm. No, your job is not to kill them. Your job is to hack their shit and run.
Yeah, but I mean, the reason that you're hacking them is because they're high-value targets. And let's be honest here, that target ain't going to be a threat anymore if you just go ahead and take them out.
One of my problem with the Assassin's Creed multiplayer is, like, the attacker literally has 80% advantage over the defender. Like, mm-hmm. and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, if they're up on the roof and they initiate their, you know, jumping assassination, you are kind of screwed.
Yeah,
and,
I remember
you know, there's all these,
a couple times.
Like, vacuum deaths where they automatically go into a cutscene and you're standing there, oop-doop, watching them. I'm like, if I'm a trained assassin... And you jump off of a building, and I see you doing it. That's what pisses me off. Like, if I don't see them, okay, I'm cool with that. But if I walk up, I go, wait a minute. I look up, I see them, I'm cutting the cinema, they're stabbing. I'm like, I would pull out my dagger, step to the side, and shank them as they came down. But you can't do anything like that.
No, you see, that's an unlockable perk.
No, yeah,
I
don't
know
if it really is or not.
But
That's
multiplayer mechanics for you.
I mean, I hate cinema kills in multiplayer games like that, where it's like, dude, I could easily counter that.
Yeah.
It made me feel like, it's like the multiplayer in that game made me feel like I'm losing 90% of what I learned playing through the campaign.
Fair.
Yeah, fair. I can't argue against that.
Like, what are all these combos and counters and all this cool stuff? Nope, you're not using any of that. You are now just as skilled as that person.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, what? So yeah, I was. That's why I did not. I probably logged grand total of all the Assassin's Creed multiplayers, maybe a grand total of 4 to 5 hours.
All right.
Because this is no losing 90% of my abilities in the multiplayer is no bueno.
Holy
so
shit.
Apparently, you've done a lot this week.
Holy shit! Just real quick, Ikari is totally calling out TKO right now.
Uh
oh.
He's saying TKO. Just because you are a Wang Chung practitioner doesn't mean your character gets to be one.
Hold up, trained assassins. Did you see the moves you were capable of doing in the game?
Well, I think in multiplayer mode, weren't you supposed to be the trainees and kind of learning how to become assassins?
And.
Law.
Well, you're not going to know everything.
That's
right?
Like Jedi's
I
Creed.
I think that's the point
Wait,
he's making.
That's like
right
Jedi's
now.
Creed. Okay, in the game, you're playing as Yoda and Mace Windu. But when you play multiplayer, you're playing as Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi, who are still badass.
Ikari, you may have to call in and defend your point.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Still badass.
Well, give him the number.
Well, you know, Ikari probably knows the number by heart, but for anybody else that probably wants to argue against that point as well, the phone number to call in is 914-338-1303. Or, if you prefer to just reach us via Skype, just add our Skype, Good Game Guys 1. That's the number one, folks.
Anyways, yeah, okay, you can jump off a 40-foot building and land on a human-sized target, but you can't sidestep and shank him if you see him coming? What?
So I think we're gonna go ahead and let this settle for a little bit.
We'll definitely
give Ikari the moment to like call
turn
on.
It down to 200 degrees and let it simmer for a while.
Yeah, Ikari, totally like call in at a certain point, but hold that call because let's go ahead and at least kind of move on and start talking about some of the shit Deg and I have been doing.
Oh my god!
I know we did shit.
We did.
Well, I don't know about you, but my fields are really kind of just going over right now.
Did you get hit in the
your
feels?
My feels.
I think you got hit in the feels.
Your poor feels. What happened to your feels?
Well, I'd be getting a little in spoiler territory, but I guess I could just leave it as vague as possible and say The Walking Dead Episode 4 happened.
Ah, right. Right.
Right.
Okay.
We promise, folks, no spoilers.
We're going to try real hard not to spoil.
How?
We're going to try really hard.
How are you going to explain why you're mad at it without spoiling anything? Without leaving the milk on the counter, huh? How are you going to do this?
Okay, so apparently Dr. Captain and I both played Episode 4 of The Walking Dead Season 2.
Yep.
That came out on Tuesday, I think.
Just yesterday, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess yesterday was Tuesday.
Yes, it was.
Thank
wow.
you, Dr. Captain Obvious.
How many episodes have you been waiting to use that?
I think that was just off the cuff. Like, I haven't
really
had that one.
I've actually been waiting several episodes to use that, and you wasted it now.
Now you can never use it.
It was apt.
God. Do you know how many episodes? I was like, one of these days, Jason's going to say something. I'm going to be like, wow! And you wasted it on, yeah, yesterday was Tuesday. Damn you.
All right. Well, fair enough. Sorry. I'm sure we'll have more opportunities to use it coming up here.
Fine.
Most likely.
So, I'm disappointed.
I gathered that from our conversation outside, but for the fans that don't know about our conversations we have outside of the show...
Telltale has put their fingers in too many pies.
Dating too many women.
Pretty much. They are doing The Walking Dead, they're doing The Wolf Among Us, they're doing Game of Thrones, and they're doing Tales from the Borderlands.
Which I still question.
I think that they have taken their talented writing staff and moved them over to one of these other projects. The Walking Dead used to give us at least the illusion of choice, and it, you know, felt like an actual choice.
Yeah.
In this episode, your choices don't matter, because no matter what you pick, shit happens anyway.
Yeah.
So you're saying
and
there's no non-violent way to handle things, or no non-confrontational ones?
It's... I couldn't really specify further without going into spoiler territory.
Mm. Yeah, we'll keep the milk in the fridge.
And I guess to leave some hope, because I feel like we need to leave a little hope for our fans, because that, what we just said ourselves could be in terms of spoiler as well. Keep in mind, Dag's only done one playthrough so far. Maybe shit's different.
No,
I've
done like three, and no, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's not.
Ryan asked if it was as bad as 400 Days.
That's pretty much.
That's a tough one.
Wow, you hit the process for a second there, Dave.
Pretty much. It was lackluster at best.
Hmm.
I am disappointed.
Wow.
With some hope, maybe Episode 5 could at least kind of reignite some of the old flame.
Well,
let's hope it doesn't take them 6 fucking months.
Now I'm getting a little bit of worried, though. So what if the Tales from the Borderland has the same problem?
Well, I got my issues with Tales of Borderland because what can you really add to Borderlands as a story is concerned? I thought Borderlands...
You can add an actual story. How about that?
But where do you go with it?
I don't have any idea where they're going to go with it, honestly. Like, how do you add more to Game of Thrones?
Giant mechs.
Pick a topic and go. I mean, like, that's really all there is to it. The problem is that Telltale has picked too many topics lately, and it feels like they're drowning. They're taking longer and longer in between each episode, and they're not giving us more playtime or a better story or even real good execution. There weren't even any puddles. There weren't even any puzzles this season.
There were puddles
of It is not as the last season, and that's kind of sad when your sequel sucks more than the first game.
Devil May Cry 2.
I was about to say that, you asshole.
What? I didn't say anything. I just had to clear my throat.
And that's all I've got to say about that.
Yeah, I do feel some of the disappointment, and it really just kind of hit me more just based on the fact that it felt like my choices didn't even matter.
They don't. Telltale used to give you at least the illusion of choice, and now you don't have that anymore.
Well, now you guys know how I feel as a voter.
Lol.
Wow. You gotta go all political on it. All
right. Because you ever voted before?
Once.
It was Romney, right?
Oh, God. See, when you get to the point where you realize that it's all just a show and it doesn't really matter who you vote for, it kind of takes the victory of it out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, California's vote really hasn't mattered since what, Reagan?
It's like, it doesn't matter. They're going to do their own agendas. They're going to do their own, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff, regardless of what I say. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what, you're really reminding me of this one thing I found on Medieval 2, or Medieval Total War Medieval 2. Or
Medieval Total War 2.
Medieval Total War 2.
Thank you. Where apparently one of the mods that was actually released, if I can find that real quick. Ah, here we are. Apparently there's a mod where it actually changes it to be the actual 2012 presidential campaign where you can turn all your units into Obama or Romney.
So all of your thousands of units have Obama's face on it, and your enemies have Romney's?
Yeah, and they're holding, like, the signs, too. Like,
and their Obama weapons are their campaign signs.
Yeah. Like the Obama has the hope thing.
We'll spread democracy in the 1500s.
Wow.
Yes, we can.
But no, we won't.
That would actually kind of remind me of, like, everybody who ever played Payday just putting on their, you know, their Obama masks and charging at someone with a sign and beating them to death.
That's the best damn feeling I've ever had so far, just going in there. I'm going to deliver you some rush medical care.
Wow. Oh, speaking of Payday, too. Oh, my God, angry am I. So
how angry are you? In stereo for the humor impaired.
The humor impaired. Wow, that was a good one. So I'm like, I decided I went back to you as my enforcer, and I get my saw, right? So we're going to go into that one map where you're robbing the bank, and they have, like, the walls.
The deposit.
Oh, safety deposit box.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm like, I got a saw. Oh, yeah.
You can only open, like, 12 of them.
No, you can open, like, 3 boxes before you got to change your blade. You can hold 2 blades. I have to throw... Right now, I'm an enforcer, so I have plus 200% extra ammo for your...
Oh, ammo. You're going to use all of that ammo for your saw blades, and you're still not going to be able to open up all of them.
I actually managed to open them all up. I used all... It took all the ammo from my bag, and then I ran in... You know that ammo bag they have on the copier machine in the break room?
Right.
Yeah.
I ran in there and used half of that bag before I could open up all of them. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I got the freaking ceramic, you know, NASA bladed extra blade things. I'm like, really? I wonder how suck this would be without this upgrade.
It would be not worth bringing with you.
Took me, like, freaking 20 minutes to open those boxes.
Oh, that's cute. Junior's starting to learn our hardships.
Lol.
No, I was tempted to just throw a hand grenade and see if I can blow the locks off. And whatever burns, burns, and whatever's not, well, take.
That's sloppy.
Dude,
man.
After 15 minutes of, really? I opened 3 boxes! It was kind of upsetting.
That sounds like it.
I went and shot a couple of people for no reason because I was so frustrated.
I'm pretty sure there's a good reason.
Actually, shit happens.
No,
I mean,
my friend Prestige the game. We were playing with Prestige the game like 4 times, right? So he's like, you guys just stay here. I'm going to handle everything. I'm like, okay. So he goes
that's
up there.
Boring.
No. He kills all the guards, puts them in bags.
Uh-huh.
Then he sets off the EMP thingy, and we ran in and put everyone down, right? So me and Tyler, we're tying up the civilians, you know, tying them up, you know, because, you know, we're good. He just shot all the freaking tellers, right? Just shot them, right? So then me and Tyler, we loot the entire, all the lockboxes inside the vault. And then I go, Tyler, let's be a dick. He's like, what are you going to do? So we walk in, and we grab the body bags, and we start putting them on the table inside the vault. So it's like the cops or whoever's going to come in, they're going to come in and they're going to see all the guards' bodies stacked up on the table. And then Tyler took a picture of it and he said, I forgot what he named it, but it was like, wow. Wow. It was like, damn.
You'll have to link this picture to us so we can put it up on the Facebook page.
Yes!
Right?
We just took a picture, like all the cops' bodies in body bags just stacked in the center of the vault, all the vault doors open. It was like, yeah, we're asses. Yep, let's go home. Okay.
You just, like, put the body bags on top of, like, a pillar of fire to sacrifice to the bank gods or something?
No, it wasn't that mission. It was the one where you're just robbing the bank instead of lighting the money on fire. Which, I would have taken the money.
F-Bomb and I would play together semi-frequently, and we would take the heralds with us. We called all the guards herald. So, like, every body bag is a herald.
You threw them in the van?
We would put them in the van with all the gold and the loot and shit. You know, for science.
Science, the black market.
I don't know, I think that...
Those kidneys are still usable.
I'm going to say, I don't think that particular bank branch will ever be able to hire guards again, because that psychological effect, this had to have been devastating. See, all the money gone, all the jewels, everything, and also just the guards' bodies stacked up in there. It's like...
Oh, they'll find pieces of those guards later, after we cut out the good bits and sell them.
Wow. Talk about being very efficient.
It's payday for a reason.
Huh. I guess, you know, livers go for quite a pretty penny in Mexico.
Yeah, it's like 30 grand for a third of your liver.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing next week?
Not getting cut open by you?
Let's move the hell away from this conversation. It's getting weird on me.
Oh.
All right, let's go ahead and start bringing it back.
Dude, Oculus expensive, dog.
Yeah.
The desperation for an Oculus.
I must see 365 degrees.
What?
Moving on.
Did you?
Yes.
He did just.
Dude, the Oculus gives you an extra five degrees, dog.
I know someone in the chat room is facepalming at that as well.
Dude, I'm telling you, Oculus gives you an extra 5 degrees.
How many facepalms have we had in the Steam chat tonight already?
I've seen two so far. Chat,
only two? We're doing it wrong.
Seriously?
Chat, come on, you got to lay out the facepalms. I know you guys are doing it in life. Just do it in the chat box right now. And there it goes. The facepalms are going.
Man, how much harder do we have to work for that?
Oh, so my girlfriend's been playing the Destiny beta as well. She wanted to know if anyone encountered the beach ball located at the tower.
What? Where?
Apparently there was a beach ball earlier today and people were, like, goofing around with it.
I haven't actually played Destiny 2 today, but on War Thunder today trying to get to my MiG-15 OP.
That's not like the Megalodon in Battlefield 4, is it?
The what?
The Megalodon?
Is that a dinosaur or actually an ancient species?
I'm not sure what you're talking about because I haven't played 4.
There's an Easter egg that was going on for the longest time that there is a Megalodon.
That's a shark!
Yeah.
Ancient shark. Cretaceous? No.
The really giant shark.
This thing
makes Jaws look like a fucking guppy.
Yeah,
how is that like anything I just mentioned?
Well, it's an Easter egg.
No, apparently there was just a beach ball hanging out at the tower that people were playing with. I don't think that's an Easter egg because it was at the tower.
Huh.
That big area where everybody comes together for their...
Central hub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To collect all their missions and shit. And, like, apparently people were just goofing around with a beach ball at the tower. I don't know. I didn't play it, so I'm...
Hey, there's a beach ball there. You know what? Let's stop shooting each other for a second. There's a beach ball. Let's go play
with that. You can't shoot each other in the tower anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're unarmed at the tower. You're basically
the tower with the Jedi Council.
Yeah, the tower is your MMO portion of the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like where all the shops and stuff are.
Like, it's like the main city inside of any MMO.
Yeah,
you're not really going to get
mission,
into combat there.
You turn in your missions, you do your, well, crafting, I guess, engrams, if you want to call them, but it's not really crafting, but turn in your engrams, you know, turn in missions, get items, and, you know, go to the Crucible and all that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Right on.
So I guess none of us experienced that.
I watched them play in the Crucible. I just decided, I'm not going to do it because I have to spend waste too much time to be Crucible ready.
Yeah.
And then I only get a week to play the game.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get completely reset when the game comes out. I go, I could be doing things like, you know, grinding out my, you know, upgrades for my sabers or getting to my MiG-15 or robbing motherfuckers with Jason and Day.
So anyway, I guess since I went ahead and mentioned Battlefield, I guess it's worth mentioning that EA has decided to delay Battlefield Hardline.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently they're going to go ahead and delay that thing up to 2015. Their reasoning is I suppose they want to actually try and work out any of the bugs.
They want to fix it.
Yeah, they want to fix it. Especially after with how poorly Battlefield 4 launch was.
Well, to be fair, Battlefield 4 was a steaming pile of dookie.
Really?
with a Megalodon in it.
I like 3.
It's fucking broken as shit, dude.
What is wrong with 4? Because I was like, it looked like...
Try playing an online game and then tell me what's not wrong with 4.
I don't really like the online for Battlefield and whatnot with all these personal servers and stuff. You know what?
Campaign. And Ryan, by the way, thank you for adding this in. Also, for the whole delaying it, they were going to add more multiplayer content and improve single-player experience. By the way, improve.
Lol.
Whoa, okay.
Okay.
So we got ourselves a little bit of a crash there. Sorry, folks.
Technical difficulties rule.
Wouldn't be a live show without them.
Seriously.
Right.
So, yeah, we're back. I guess we can call that our commercial break.
Had I but known.
Right? Could have made a drink.
Right?
So, yeah, like we were saying, just basically to try and improve the single-player experience, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that part got missed.
All right.
So I think I'm going to go ahead and just kind of move on because we've missed our opportunity for some pretty decent jokes that people miss out.
Right?
Sorry. Blame Cox.
Or
fucking Cox.
Or Skype. There's enough blame.
I'm
going to
blame Skype.
What?
Yeah, I'll blame Skype.
Skype's real easy to blame because fuck Microsoft.
Oh, Blog Talk, come on.
So, all right then. I got another piece of news right here. I suppose it's kind of a follow-up with some of the latest stuff that we talked about, especially with a lot of these freemium games that are being released on mobile.
Right.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
I like that a lot.
Where basically it's all like, you know, your Candy Crush or just like your Facebook games, essentially, where it's all like you have a certain amount of turns you could do within a certain hour, but you can buy more turns. And apparently,
stupid.
Yeah, it's really stupid, and a lot of people have apparently been racking up some credit card debts thanks to those games.
Lol, because they're stupid.
They're stupid, or the kids don't know any better.
True.
Which I guess kind of goes back to them being stupid.
Or asleep, and their kids are like mean ninjas.
So with that said, I guess Google is actually making its first steps to, well, one, stop calling these games free.
Right.
And I guess they're also trying to make steps to make it more, add more security measures to make sure, like, you know what the hell you're about to do kind of thing.
Which won't matter to the children of fucking wealthy dumbass parents who are giving their kids iPhones and shit.
Right?
Yeah, but at least, you know, low-wage people are being saved.
The hell does
point,
a teenager
right?
need with a smartphone?
There's no need involved.
Right? Oh, my brain.
You guys are just so left behind in the times, man.
No, but... had a kid...
Goddamn whippersnappers, get off my lawn!
A kid would have a standard phone. Here you go. You do not need a phone smarter than you are.
But math is hard.
I need to have my portable calculator with me.
Well, no, I don't understand those people playing those mobile apps on their phone and anyway, those games. I'm like, no, if I have my phone and I'm bored, I will watch videos on YouTube.
I guess another thing that we'll go ahead and touch up on again, since we previously talked about some of the toxicity, we'll express this strictly on League of Legends.
As he's playing a game on his phone right now.
Yes, I am.
Trash, Annie.
No,
I'm not.
Playing Mathman.
I'm playing 2048.
He's playing Mathman.
Math Blaster? What?
I don't know.
2048.
It looks like boring math. It looks like something my teachers would have to force me to do.
It's a sliding tile number matching game.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, my face palmness.
Because this show entertains me so much.
I know.
Just, apparently.
Wow.
Y'all should be ashamed.
So, going on to this whole situation, so we previously talked about, like, some of the toxicities inside most multiplayer games as a whole, and specifically with what League of Legends, and we can kind of just say that they're leading the way into trying to deal with control.
Are you talking
so far.
About Trolls of Legend, that game?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
I guess what they're planning on doing now is they're currently testing out some new disciplinary measures. Where basically, like, if you are by far, like, the worst of the fucking worst out there, like, say this guy I met last night on in-game.
Lol. Looking for an excuse to be toxic, aren't you?
Just a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, the fun part is, I got a show where I can talk shit about this guy.
Right, because what, that's professional.
That's really professional.
Mr. playing on his fucking phone during the show.
No one knew about it until this. Dude, you're like that fucking asshole out of Avengers. Like, that man's playing Galaga over there.
You mean Tony Stark?
He was being an asshole. Like, what a shitty boss. That call out, though.
Oh, man. But, yeah.
But, yeah, our targeting systems are fine, so I'm just going to sit over here and play Galaga for a minute. Don't mind me.
Why would you play Galaga in the Shield and Helicarrier? Couldn't you play, like, something better?
Wouldn't you be playing Kill the Mutant or something?
No.
Like, making sure your
When's
aim is...
When's the last time you guys had a corporate job? Because typically your work PCs are going to suck balls. That guy's lucky an emulator would run.
We're talking about Shield here.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Have you seen the stuff they got? Holographic screens.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so basically, like, some of the stuff that they plan on doing, like, again, if you're, like, the most extreme toxic person, they probably, what they're doing right now is they're testing the grounds by just outright banning you for 14 days. Hey, I got no problem with it.
Less I'm not sure it's long enough.
Yeah. And right now they're also kind of working in some plan right now. Like, nothing is done about it yet, but their plans are to work around dealing with a lot of people that decide to go AFK in the game, because that's another issue that'll happen. Within MOBAs in itself. It, maybe even just, like, outright arena-based games as a whole. Like War Thunder, for an instance.
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, I'm just using that as an example to try and get TKO invested a little more here.
I have found that some players in War Thunder will join a game and then just be AFK for the entirety of the game. I'm not sure if that's really doing them anything, because you're not earning any points if you're just
AFK?
Sitting at the... Like, they get into the game and then walk away from the computer. Like, they're not in to play it. You ever see those guys that just hang out at your airfield?
Mm-mm.
They don't do shit?
I've seen them.
I've seen a number of them, but it's... Yes, it's a detriment to the team, but it's also not doing them any favors. Because you're not getting any points or anything by sitting there and not doing anything.
If you're talking about realistic battle, then that's probably not intentional. Because if you get shot down in a realistic battle, my saber cost me 14,000 credits to repair.
Well, let's settle this right now. Dag, was that in realistic battle?
Yes.
Yeah, because you...
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you can't... Wait, in realistic battle, they up the freaking repair cost to retarded, like 18,000 credits?
Oh, wow.
To repair my saber. So well, if you get right, shot down...
So. I guess there's an excuse there.
If you get shot down without doing anything... Oh, your wallet hurts.
Right.
Your wallet hurts.
You're not
bad.
In realistic, if you don't do anything, you're only getting points for the time that you're there. It's a very minimal amount, so it's not even worth waiting for a realistic battle to start.
Like, in realistic battle, if you get shot down, you literally have to kill at least two players to cover the cost of your repairs.
So I'm not going to be mad at someone for having, like, an emergency diarrhea session or something.
Well, all right. So Ryan in the chat room again kind of brings up an interesting question. He asks, why not just have an automated kick system where if you're AFK for 5 minutes, you're moved into spectator mode or something?
Because once War Thunder starts, you don't add new players to that particular game.
Yeah,
that is
kind of the problem with a lot of arena-based games in itself. It's
yeah.
just like, mostly it's like, that match starts, no one else is joining in, kind of a deal.
Right. I mean, if you get disconnected, you can reconnect.
Oh, yeah.
And also, in War Thunder particularly, I have been hearing lately about a lot of people having bad connection errors and that kind of stuff. So it's like, because like in War Thunder, literally, there is, you end up hurting yourself a lot if you're AFK in a realistic battle. Like,
yeah.
I mean, a lot.
I mean, you're also pissing your team off.
So the thing that I'm finding odd, very, very odd in War Thunder is, okay, I'm in Jets.
Uh-huh.
So right now I hop into my Saber and I go into Saber battles over the Korea. Over the last several days, I've been seeing one or two players in MIGs crashing at the very beginning of the game.
That now, sucks.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if this is a flight model hiccup, which they're, you know, not able to take off if they're intentionally crashing each other or what, but I'm just... Like, seeing it, I'm like, what is going on with this, with the MIG players?
Well, you see, I'm a cynical enough bastard to just say they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, for me, I'm like, oop, two down. You know?
There you go.
Makes life a little bit easier.
Well, then I can go kill me a couple of bots, and in realistic mode, bots are just as valuable targets as players.
Okay.
So
oh,
shoot
totally.
Down two bots, you're good.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of the situation going on there. I think that's kind of cool that they're... I'm going to go ahead and start wrapping up. I think it's pretty cool that they're starting to dish out some harsher punishments. I don't think... I'm going to side with Deg a little bit. I don't think 14 days is really enough for, like, the extreme case.
Well, let's face it. The extreme cases are really the sorts of people that are causing new players to say, fuck that, and never touch the game again.
Yeah.
They're costing Riot oodles of money.
I'm not even a new player. I just looked and said, oh, screw that.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, I can even agree just being the person that just decided to stick with it and just deal with the shit.
Right, but you see how the game is abrasive.
Yeah. And
it's
I
would rather drink bleach than experience that game again.
Well, I'm definitely going to say that I very much agree that I don't think 14 days is enough. There needs to be more.
Yeah, so I don't like a lot of the rock, paper, scissorsness of the game. Too.
Here's what they got to do for the extreme, like the extreme cases.
Sure.
Take some skins away.
Ooh. How could you justify that, though?
That's money.
Yeah, that is money. Like, I'm curious to know how you can justify that.
Yeah,
because you're only paying the game to be you're only paying for the game to be a dick to other people. Well, that's where your money went.
I guess.
I didn't think on that for a while. That's kind of wow.
That definitely would kind of stop a lot of people in their tracks.
Instantly.
Oh, yeah.
It would also lead to a whole lot of lawsuits, and it would never actually happen.
That's why I'm saying. Yeah, like, I'm looking at you going, like,
are you
explain
serious?
Yourself.
He's looking at me like, you're fucking serious right now, aren't you?
I'm like, looking at him like, what? I'm like, no? Like, I kind of, no, can't. Like, wow.
I guess since we kind of brought up lawsuits, I guess it's safe enough to kind of segue ourselves into this particular article.
Oh,
because you have to announce every segue, it's not really a segue.
Right?
I'm just showing off my skills.
No!
You're fucking showing off how useless you are.
So is the guy still playing on the phone?
Oh!
What was that?
Oh, yeah, just quickly hide that shit.
What was
that?
Actually, put it in his pocket 6 minutes ago.
So,
I saw that.
One of the latest things that apparently happened.
Now I'm taking it back out, though. If I'm going to take shit for it, I'm going to fucking do it.
Well.
So, moving on. Who here has heard. Okay. Let's see how to start this one correctly. We obviously know about Kickstarter, right, guys?
Yes.
So, I'm going to go ahead and open up the question real quick. What's some of the actual things that were successfully Kickstarted that you actually are looking forward to?
Wasteland.
Wasteland 2. TKO, what about you? Is there anything in particular?
The game that's going to be, I forgot what it's called. Star something.
Star Citizen?
Yes. Is that the one I heard from Jag about?
Yeah.
Yeah, Star
that
Citizen.
That keeps getting, you know, pushed back.
More and more money.
More and more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, now we got this one, but now we're going to add this. Pretty soon, by the time that game comes out, we'll all be about 100, and we'll get a free starship with the game.
Seriously.
So,
or at least like a month at our stay at the nursing home or some shit.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and start talking about a game called Chroma Squad.
Oh, boy.
I'm hopefully pronouncing that right. So I'm not necessarily going to say that this is like the number one game I've been looking forward to. In fact, I'll be even honest with the folks right now. I only just found this out because of the story.
I mean, I'm looking at that screenshot, man. Look at that 16 pixels. I mean, wow.
Ryan, I don't believe Shadowrun Online is all set up.
What?
Ryan in the chat room is actually his own two cents
For the listeners, you got to read their question and then answer them.
Right. I'm not sure what you just said, even. I didn't hear you.
So Ryan apparently is announcing that Shadowrun Online was one of the ones that he was excited for, but he's also asking if it's actually set up. Because I think we can be honest here, Shadowrun Online isn't necessarily finished.
Yeah, but neither are any of the other games that we mentioned. Like, Star Citizen's not finished, Wasteland 2's
Star
not
Citizen,
finished.
Star Citizen
Your question hasn't. Was, what games have been kickstarted that you're looking forward to?
Well, then the guest, or the viewer, decided to ask the question in turn.
Shadowrun Online's not done.
Okay,
not?
There you go.
Oh.
Not, as far as I'm aware, it's not.
Okay.
Is it? I don't have access to Google. I'm sitting over here in a fucking corner in a trailer park, goddammit. You think I have a working computer?
Oh, my God. Wow. wait. Okay. Thought it was a tornado. I'm gonna get scared.
A tornado in California.
Hey, he said, hey,
it's happened.
Like, he said trailer park. And we all know the natural enemy of the trailer park is the North American tornado.
That's about as accurate as I think you've ever been.
Okay?
Okay.
Just let's say.
No, I heard you. No,
oh,
you're God welcome.
Damn it, there's a Wizard of Oz.
Thank you.
There's a Wizard of Oz reference there, but I just can't find it. I just can't find it.
Ah, blessed relief.
Moving along.
So yeah, Chroma Squad. I wouldn't necessarily say this is one of the games out there that I would have said I'd been anxious to look forward to, but reading into it, I'm a little more interested.
We know a friend of ours who will be all, oh my god, about it.
So basically what Chroma Squad is, it's a XCOM type of a strategy game with a little bit of a simulator mix to it. Like kind of like football simulator or something like that, where you're basically creating a Sentai show.
A what?
I guess for simplicity,
Power Rangers.
Yeah, for simplicity, you're basically creating the Power Rangers type of a show.
Fuck that, man. I want to create Ultraman.
Dude.
Is Ultraman Sentai, or is that more mecha?
Isn't it the same fucking thing?
Is it really?
Isn't it?
Are we really about to start calling Gundam Sentai?
Oh, no. G Gundam, maybe.
I don't even know what words you're saying.
The less we talk about G Gundam, the better.
I don't know.
I don't speak weeaboo.
That's awesome.
So, basically what's going on, actually, is that since we brought up Power Rangers, apparently...
is the game you have on Shadowrun Universe?
Shadowrun Online.
Shadowrun Online.
Saban actually is currently in talking with the creators of Chroma Squad, trying to hold up some sort of a cut, trying to basically hold them from copyright, basically, you know, for royalties, because, you know, one look at the screenshot, and yeah, you can definitely see, like, the homage or even just, like, the tribute, the satire to just outright the Power Rangers in general.
Okay.
So I'm a little curious on where this will go as far as, like, you know, how the developers will possibly be impacted. There's a little hope from what I've been reading that they are actually talking with each other, like they're not outright going straight to court.
Well, of course not. Going to court is going to hurt both sides. Neither of them are making money hand over fist at this current point in time.
Pretty much.
Why innovate when you can litigate?
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
That's kind of crazy.
So I'm a little surprised Ikari hasn't tried calling. All right. Ikari, now's the time to call him.
Oh, man.
If you
want to
start calling him out.
What were
you
talking about?
I'm going to open up the pot now, since I went ahead and let it simmer.
Lol?
Taking in that big, you know, great little whiff now that the flavor has marinated.
Mm-hmm.
Ikari, time for you to call up at 914-338-1303.
Are you fucking seriously putting him on the spot right now?
What were you talking?
He fucking accepted the challenge.
Challenge?
Yeah. He outright said, challenge accepted in the chat room.
What challenge? What are you talking about?
What were we talking about?
It was your argument about, like, why your character can't, you know, outright do some of this crazy kung fu.
Oh, the Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Why can't you use moves?
And there he is right now, folks.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. All right, Ikari, you're on the air. Go.
So, here's what I want to know, is why do you have such a problem with cinematic kills in multiplayer games in the first place? To me,
okay,
a cinematic kill is like the same shit you see when you're watching Russian Badger. Dude runs up on somebody, give me your sandwich, dog, and steals their fucking dog tags with a knife shot.
Okay, my issue is...
Those are pretty amusing.
Okay, most of the cinematic kills in multiplayer games are like from directly behind, up close and personal. Whereas, yeah, they got you. Now, Assassin's Creed, you can have someone run onto a box, jump 10 feet and kill you. Or be sitting 30 feet above you on a freaking, like, laundry line, jump down, you can see him, you're stuck there watching him for 4 seconds as he flies through the air, hits you, stabs you.
Fair.
You know, knowing damn well he should break his damn neck jumping on you from 40 feet. No, hold on.
To be fair, I guarantee you half the people that are listening right now would probably, if they were in that position, stop and watch that spectacle and say, there's no fucking way this dumb shit is going to be able to do this. I'm dead.
No. See, I'm sorry. Right now, I am not a trained assassin. I look up and see someone flying through the air with the greatest of ease. I'm going to take a step to the left.
Right.
Then I'm going to take his money.
Right, right,
he don't
right.
need it no more.
It's kind of like that girl in R. Kelly. It's like, if I didn't want that to happen, I'd be...
Riley was right.
Is that what we've gone to? Have we just gone to... Did we just go to Cinematic Urinations? App fantastic.
We did, in fact.
On a bus to the boondocks.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. No, now my point is now you're saying, oh, they're only assassin, rookies. Okay, I'm sorry, but are you going to send a rookie on a death mission?
Of course
yeah.
you are.
Now, when are you going to send said rookie on said death mission? When is
master? How do you think that rookie becomes an assassin? Well, becomes a master assassin by coming back from that death mission?
Which means what? That means you've been trained in whoop ass foo and dojitsu.
So it's your black belt test, basically.
Exactly. Which means Which means if someone comes at you, you can get into a fight. You can scrap. And the fact that you have to stand there and watch, you can see it coming, and you just have to stand there and watch. Can't get out the way, can't counter, grab their face, and throw them into the well that you were strategically standing next to. No, you can't do none of that stuff. You have to sit there and watch this entire 4 or 5 seconds, which you could clearly dodge, hit you, and stab you. And you only defend this bombs.
But I think the point that you're missing, though, and the point that I probably should have been hammering home in the first place is... If they were able to get, and I say this in all seriousness, if they were able to figure out, I'm going to be able to jump over this, leap over that, go over the Japanese dude, nothing but net, and there goes your throat. They got you already dead to rights.
Okay, but if you're sitting there watching them, okay, you go, I know it's you, I'm watching you, and they come and do all that, I'm going to kind of step out the way. Take out my knife.
That's the point. By the time they've already started to do their maneuver, they have you dead to rights.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Do you know how many times that my sister has come home from school?
Uh-oh.
I've been hiding behind a couch with a Nerf weapon of some sort. I jump over that couch. I'm coming towards her. She screams, ducks, and I hit the freaking wall.
Well, that's because it's your sister.
My little sister. Now, you're trying to tell me a trained assassin is going to be looking at this dude. Because I've seen this guy.
Apparently,
this
your
guy.
Sister's a... Well, then I suggest you stop doing that because your sister is a trained assassin and is going to kill you.
Okay, so now, I'm playing Assassin's Creed. A player character makes some mistake. I look over, and I notice him. I go, I'm looking dead at him. Then the guy runs, jumps on a crate, and then jumps at me. I'm like... You messed up. He messed up.
You, what? Okay, all right. Here's what I want to know.
Right? And she's going to kill you.
Just because she's a black woman, raised by a black woman, does not mean she's a trained killer.
Sorry, I think you won that argument.
How am I dead to rights?
If you actually see them... My point is that if you're able to see them before they start the maneuver, then get your ass the hell out the way. Don't be standing there watching and going, I wonder if he's going to be able to do this.
When they hit the square button, when it says do the move, boom, and sometimes they have 10, 12 feet. Like, if you're watching, you see a guy stutter and hit a guy, you're like, oh, my God, that might be a guy. And all of a sudden, boom, he hits square because he's within the 10-feet circle of death and jumps off the box and stabs you. It's like, no. Now, I agree, if you don't see it coming, like if you're walking and then they hit the cinematic and he's coming from behind you and there's no way you're going to see it, okay. But at least I want the window of the cinema kill to be narrow. Like if someone jumps from the building and I'm walking,
you don't know which direction
I'm going to turn. I could just casually turn and walk out the way and you hit the ground.
So they should have some opportunity to miss?
Yes.
But if you don't turn or whatever, then you're caught.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If you happen to turn, after they hit the square button and then you happen to turn, they should hit the ground. But if you don't turn, if you keep going your normal course, because, of course, a trained assassin would go, he's walking this way, so I'm going to leave the target.
I wonder how they would implement something like that.
The same way
they wouldn't, because it would turn into... it would basically turn into quick time events, press X to not die. By the way, we just added latency and lag, and have a nice day.
No, hold up. There's no quick time
event. It's not going to work. Do you really want to do God of War in multiplayer?
God of War? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about doing quick time events. Push right now to dodge. Oh, you didn't push
Time out. First, wait, no. I'm talking about if you're walking normally, there is no quick time event. You will just miss. because you changed direction after he launched, which means you're not going to be where he were, where he thought you were going to be. There's no quick time. There's no nothing. You just happen to move, and he happened to miss. Where if you don't move, you continue on your course, you'll automatically leave the target and hit you. The only thing I would suggest to be a quick time event is if you walk up to the building and you look up and you're staring at him, and you're like, I see you. If you jump down, I'm going to stab you in the face. And he jumps down. Then I can see a quick time event going on. If you see the target, you still have a chance of killing a target. But if he comes up from behind or you don't notice it, then there should be no quick time event.
There was only one game that I ever saw them do a situation like that where you would be able to identify an enemy in a multiplayer game and they even try to do it and do it half-assed. And that was Metal Gear Solid, the Metal Gear Solid Online game, which was tripe on a bike. It was so bad. It was bad, and you should feel bad. Because
it was
you literally would have to stare at a patch of grass for like 3-4 seconds before you got the little exclamation point. Go, oh shit! There's a dude right there. Meanwhile, he's pumping load at round after round into your dumbass because you're just standing there looking.
Yep.
Why would you be? I'd be shooting. Oh, is there a guy there? I will shoot.
Let's push pause on this real quick because it looks like we have another person that wants to kind of chime in. And Kari, I'll go ahead and keep you on a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead. Take it easy, guys.
Alrighty. So we'll go ahead and add him to our Skype call.
Oops.
Skype will stop causing trouble.
Skype says no!
Okay.
What are you doing?
I have no idea.
We have a caller on Skype that wants to chime in and ask questions and shit.
Okay.
Okay.
So hopefully he'll be answering.
Hello?
Give him a moment.
Uh-oh.
Ryan.
Once again, Dr. Captain
on,
flubs
buddy.
The time.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey,
So you want to go ahead and ask us a question as well, or did you want to contribute to the conversation ahead?
Do I need to pause the episode?
Yeah, go ahead and pause the
okay.
stream real quick, just so we don't get feedback.
This sort of has, like, a question, as in, you know, y'all were talking about the Telltale and all their fumbling around with their IPs.
Sure.
What do y'all think of the trend of episodic gaming?
Oh, we were just talking about that, weren't we?
Because I was just reading I was reading an article on Screw Attack about the advantages for small developer teams in making, like, episodic games. And they were talking about, like, Double Fine and the Dark Souls trilogy.
That's a coincidence. Weren't we discussing this right before the show?
I wouldn't really call Dark Souls episodic.
Well, they say the article claims that the trilogy for the DLC is adopting the Telltale mentality.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
You mean for DLC?
And it just went on a tirade but on the Metal Gear Solid 4 thing, but I just thought it was kind of interesting, like, discussion.
We were actually kind of just talking about, or I brought up Metal Gear, actually, just kind of. So I'll go ahead and lead this real quick. I think it kind of would be a terrible idea if other companies started to try and adopt that. Like, I'm willing to let Telltale do it just because, well, it's the genre of the game itself. It's a point-and-click adventure. I'd be willing to at least, like, let that be an episodic thing. Whereas opposed to, say, like, a game like Metal Gear Solid, I feel that...
Well, Last of Us, you know, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that should actually just be a straight-up game. Don't do, like, you know, Half-Life Episodes 1 or 2.
Yeah, like, don't break up the story or the presentation on a game like a shooter or anything of that sort. Like, you can use story-driven games as both an individual... you know, all-in-one, sort of all-together game and maintain, like, a 5-year development cycle. If you're going to break something into episodic, to be episodic at heart, you have to stick with a time frame, like a decent release schedule. Telltale's fucking it up lately.
Yeah.
They are taking longer and producing less.
Which is definitely evident in The Walking Dead Season 2 so far, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm only on The Walking Dead, The Wolf Among Us, so I haven't seen the difference.
Dude, how
yet.
Messed up was part one?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And so, like, that's basically the only 2 cents I've got is if you're gonna do episodic, do it right.
I don't think episodic.
If you're
right
pissing off your fans with it, reconsider.
or hire enough people to do it.
Right.
Yeah, the way the article was kind of explaining how it could be used for AAA games, it sounded more like early access, kind of.
Nah.
Oh,
that's kind of what Ground Zero was, if you really think about it.
$40 to play a freaking beta or demo.
Didn't want to open that can of worms.
Oh, yeah, God, you have no idea. I was like, what? Does this $40 go towards the game?
I've already explained how I feel about early access.
I've mixed emotions about early access.
I've done it over and over and over again.
Because I did early access with the game, a game called Men of War Assault Squad 2. And I was satisfied. It was cool. I was like, okay, I got early access, which also went for, you know, towards the cost of the game.
Well, of course.
And, you know, other than my save files being corrupted now because, you know, the whole game came out. And having to reinvade Normandy, go through Carentan again and Market Garden, everything else is okay. Hmm. So, yeah.
I guess I'll just lightly touch on it. As far as early access to that I'm concerned, I think it's a great thing when it comes down to the indie market. Because they're definitely the type of people that really need to try and sell their product
and
out
there.
And
they won't try to rob you in the process.
Well, there's been incidents. I'm not going to say it's perfect. But I'm definitely very willing to accept the early access in the terms of indie development.
Hmm.
Is that all you'd like to ask, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, looks like it's the night before Christmas, and we got to wrap it up. Dave's over here shaking the box.
Folks, throw up the face palms.
What? Dave's over here shaking the box. It's 11:03. I will kill you. You don't feel the...
No, I'm not feeling it at all.
The disturbance in the force being directed right at you?
I'm totally not feeling it.
Like,
so, we will go ahead and start wrapping up anyway because we are pretty much past the 11 o'clock marker. So, with that said, we're going to start, you know, wrapping things up, as TKO put it.
Start.
Yes, start, Deg.
Deg's over here already signing.
What are we starting now?
So, unfortunately, we didn't manage to get to some of the news topics, or the other news topics that I managed to scrape up.
That's okay. It was all boring anyway.
Yeah, it was a slow. Yeah. It's a slow week.
I know. We only got four facepalms.
One last only thing that's really worth mentioning so far is Humble Bundle is actually doing a Square Enix bundle sale right now, where you can get like Hitman, the original Thief, or Deus Ex, you know, and a couple of other like
Macronox,
and a couple other like Square Enix games. So hey, check out Humble Bundle. It's always a great deal. Also, I'm going to go ahead and plug out Deep South Barrels again, because, damn it all, we're going to get ourselves one of these aging barrels with our insignia on it and start getting some of our own drinks going.
Okay, in that case.
Are we? Are they providing it?
Yeah, like when they get...
Is this something that you've already organized?
Well,
or?
We're still working on it. Like, I'll throw money at...
Oh, my, they will get their advertisement when they give me a barrel, damn it.
Honestly,
right?
Honestly,
right?
I'll throw money at this. Because it would be kind of cool to get this thing going. So, folks, if you're interested in getting yourself an aging barrel, check out deepsouthbarrels.com. And also, if you guys want to keep in contact with us after the show, since, hey, we miss you guys during the week, you can always reach us at our Facebook, Twitter, which is Good Game Guys Show, or Good Game Guys 1 with Twitter. Also, our Steam group chat, which, again, is Good Game Guys Show.
And later on tonight, probably in about 30 minutes, I will be signing on to War Thunder as Viper, VIPERWOTN, join me in the skies.
We'll definitely set up the announcement for those that are interested in playing with War Thunder with TKO. And hopefully Deg is working on the DDS.
The what?
The Deg Drunk Stream.
Oh, right. I fucking totally forgot about that.
How?
You know, I've had a couple of friends actually ask me, like, where can I donate to this glorious... Like, I need to fucking create a PayPal for this? Really? Like, there's... actual interest?
People want to do it.
Dude,
apparently.
DDS, man.
Apparently my drunk foo is strong.
Yes.
So strong.
The booze is strong with him.
Hey, this is why we need to go to Deep South Barrels to get ourselves an aging barrel to get you even more drunk.
Right.
Ooh.
So are we going to finish at some point?
All right, then.
Good game, guys.
It's starting to chafe, dude.
All right, folks. Later.
This is the Good Game Guys.
Signing off.
Good game.
Good game.
Oh, my God.